73-76. And for more on what happened, we thought we would place a call to the Mavericks facility and see if we can get a hold of any of the players. Talk about that game last night.
Are you working out this early, you think?
You know, maybe they're getting treatment. I don't know. Maybe nobody answers. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe not.
Mavericks facility.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jason Kidd of the Dallas Mavericks.
Hey, Jason, hey, it's the Dunham and Miller Show on the Ticket. Wonder if we could talk to you about last night.
Yeah, sure. That's fine with me.
Well, you had a rough game. You had something like 5 points. Meanwhile, your opposite number, Tony Parker, had 37. You didn't exactly rise to the challenge, did you?
No, not really.
Well, that's not very funny.
What was he laughing at?
Yeah.
When he first came out there, I tried to laser him with my weird half-breed lizard eyes. But they malfunctioned, and I accidentally gave him LASIK, giving him superhuman vision throughout the game.
Well, that's weird. A strange story.
Turns out, we were better off playing the 4'2" J.J. Barea than me.
I don't think he's that small. I mean, he is small. Is that what makes him so
He's proud? Incredible.
Well, why? Because he's so small?
No, because he's a Mexican and playing in the NBA. What up, Nahara fan club?
Well, you got off to a bad start. The Spurs scored 32 points in that first quarter, and after that it was pretty much Katie bar the door.
Well, I don't think that Katie barred the door. I don't think anyone barred the door. I think that would be a fire hazard to bar the door with so many people in there. We don't want another great white situation.
Should I tell him exactly what I meant by that?
Well, I guess since it's the NBA, a great black situation.
I don't think that's what he meant, Jason. I think it was just a figure of speech.
You shouldn't be talking to me about all this stuff. You should be talking to the other guy who didn't show up.
Who's that?
Hold on.
It's somebody else, I guess. Hmm.
Guten Tag.
Oh. Good morning. Is this Dirk?
This is Dirk Nowitzki.
Hey, Dirk.
It was a rough game, Dirk. That's three really poor games for you in a row. What's going on?
I'm very disappointed in myself. Mm-hmm. When the Spurs come marching to town, I roll over and play France. Other teams are trying to take me out.
Yeah.
Have you seen Valkyrie? It's exactly what's happening to me right now.
Exactly what's happening
People
to me
are
right
plotting
now.
Against me.
Well, it's disappointing. You guys have not seemingly played well against the good teams lately.
The cross-eyed Cuban with the new teeth and Mo Howard haircut is mad at me.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not good.
I have a shocking behind-the-scenes note that is going to shock and amaze you.
Oh, I wonder what that is.
It's awe in you.
Tell us.
That is enough.
Well, is this Mark?
No more talk. What? There is now a new gag order on this team.
Oh.
And there's going to be one and only one spokesman for the Mavs.
You?
Jerry Jones.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Guten Tag.
What?
Later, I ain't tell you.
That is the most confusing ending we've ever had to a call. So Cuban has announced a gag order, and Jerry is the spokesman.
Right.
Okay.
And he's trying to talk like fake dirt.
And he talks German.
That's the best we can do. All right. It's 8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's a big day. It's the return of Tiger.